Who shall? All right. I got you here at Word of Life Christian Center. I have an audience of sons and daughters, my guys who travel with me. They're listening, pastors, they're listening. We had this episode during camp meeting. One of my pattern sons, Dr. Jeff Phillip, had a massive heart attack. We tried to raise him 2 days, and nothing happened, so we had to declare that he was dead. 59 years old, and in the prime of his life, and a powerful man of God. So how could this happen? Did God kill him? No. Could the devil kill him? No. Now, the Bible says in Proverbs 26:2, the curse causeless shall not come. All right? Jeff didn't do nothing wrong. I'm just going to show you exactly what happened. Then the Bible talks about the curse causeless shall not come. And then Galatians 3:13, the Bible says Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. All right? Now, look with me in John 10:27. It says, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. Right? Yes, so we got to be about hearing his voice, right? Yes, but the thing is, I want to train you tonight where nothing will never slip upon you. Death won't slip upon you. And I want to give you the format because you're supposed to live out your full life. That's five voices. That's five voices. I'm going to go backwards with them. Pan, shortness of breath, a leg hurting, some kind of ache. That's the voice of your body telling you you got a problem. You need to attend to it. I want you to turn to Psalm 139, verse 14. We are wonderfully and fearfully made. Yes, and our soul knows right well. Jeff was a giver. Jeff was a fighter. And something was attacking his body. And he tried to walk through it. But when your voice of your body speak to you, you need to attend to it. Are you hearing me? Yes. Don't ignore a warning or a signal from God about your body. Because God, listen to me, put a voice in your body. Pain is a voice. You can't walk far and you're getting short-winded? That's a voice. You have to pay attention to that voice. You cannot ignore that voice. All right? And I think that Jeff was fighting. I haven't even said this to his church. I think he was fighting something, and he didn't do what he should have done about it. Okay? And make me kind of mad with him. I know he's all right, but, you know, he was real tight with me, you know what I'm saying? Because if I'd have saw it, now, people come tell me they saw it. And if I'd have seen it, I'd have made him do something about it. All right, now, but it's between Jeff and God. I say that. But now, let's go to the other voices. There's the voice of the Holy Spirit, or the voice of God, they're the same. Or the voice of Jesus, they're the same. There in that text, it said, my sheep hear my voice. And the voice of a stranger, they will not follow. So you got that voice that will guide you and lead you. Then secondly, you have the voice of God. That's another voice of God. Voice of the Holy Spirit. Did I say the voice of the Holy Spirit? Then the voice of your recreated spirit. It'll talk to you. All right? Then you have the voice of your soul. It will speak to you. All these voices was built in you for a reason. And then the man, what I'm talking about, is the voice of your body. That's the only thing I can find, because Jeff was an upright man. He loved God. The devil can't kill him. God didn't kill him. So the voice of his body. And so now, if you sitting here tonight, if you on that screen and your body is speaking to you, do something about it. Don't ignore it. Do something about it. Because the voice of your body, you vomit. You know, I'm just using plain old word. You vomit, you got to check it. See, if you keep on vomiting, you need professional help. Is that right?
Yes,
all right. So that's so important. That's the only thing I see, that the only answer I have. And now we have to remove fear, uncertainty out of people's lives, as if you're just going to drop dead. No, you don't just drop dead. You understand? Every person that was any way connected to me that died, I know why. It was a reason. It was a reason. It was a physical reason. Spiritually, that man, he'll work, he'll do anything. And I know he overworked himself. People just call. I don't let it, anybody ain't calling me. No. So take care of yourself. But don't, the apostolic team I got, I minister to them, and I'm talking to LTMA members, all the ministers, all the churches. It doesn't matter what the hecklers say. The hecklers are always looking for something to say negative. That don't bother me. All I know is that Jeff was 100% with God, with Jesus, with the Holy Spirit, 100% with me, and I dare not, watch what I'm going to say, smear the resurrection. I dare not put more premium on physical life than life with the Lord. I dare not. As I say, the final analysis, what happened to Jeff Phillip was between Jeff Phillip and God. Zip it. But we can learn. When the Holy Spirit told me, tell the body of Christ that I put a voice in their body. First thing he said, pain. Short windedness. Don't just go take an Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer can't answer everything. See? BC. Or what the other stuff is? Come on, y'all know some of them names. Avidea and all them things. I mean, they might help. What do you have? Advil and all them things, you know. Don't just, ask the Lord what he wants you to do. What is this? And then the Lord can correct it supernaturally. See, the man died with a foot disease because he consulted a physician. He didn't consult God. So you had help. No, I don't say help. Direct me, Lord. What is this? You see what I'm saying? But I want to emphasize to LTMA and to this church, and as well as to Jeff Ministry, and I will do it because I've been operating as an apostle in their presence. But it's nothing to get fearful about. You know, talking about I got to rest and I'm tired. Shut up. You scared. Get yourself a line up. You're in the apostolic. We got to go forward. I'm Jeff, I'll close Jeff and anybody else. I'm not fearful. See, the enemy will try to put the spirit of fear on the body of Christ. You know that. Now, who going to drop dead next? Well, somebody going to die next. Don't volunteer. So I want to clear it with my ministers again. Listen to when Satan talking, you have to deal with him. And you have to know when he's speaking, because he'll camouflage his voice like he God. And when things like this happen, you need to keep your mouth closed. And you need to ask the Lord, Lord, search me. Fine. Search me, O God, know my heart, try me, know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me. Lead me in the way everlasting. I had glorious time with Jeff Phillip. I mean, we laughed. We sat on the bank, the bay. I tell you, one of the greatest moments with Jeff, I was using my anointing on them boys who was fishing. Had four or five of them out there with me. And so I called the fish. And so I'm just catching, they're all their line all around mine. I done pulled in about 15. And so they tried to throw it a little closer to mine, but the fish wasn't biting. They just biting my line. So Jeff put his pole on. So my bucket full of fish, all right? But Jeff won't put some water in the bucket. Any fish would know what happened. He put the bucket in the water and the fish went out. And we laughed, and he never got over that. We tell him, put the bucket in the water. So we had some good moments. I'm taking care of Wilma. Carol and I are taking care of her. Matter of fact, I wanted to come spend some time with me in my house. And I'm overseeing the church. If you were not there, I don't know if any of you were there Sunday, because you didn't know I was there, but I can't call you and tell you I'm going to another church because I know what's going to happen. But I minister apostolically to both services. I think Leroy Jr., I sent him once. And so for a little while, I'll nurture them and then I'll grade it on. And you see, Jeff Pastor, I didn't never know him. He was Bridgewater, I think you called him. Bridgewater. Huh? Bridgewater? I'm saying it right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, he told Jeff, said, don't join nothing else, said, there's a man down in Darrow named Leroy Thompson. Get under him. And for such a time as this, I've grown to a point where I can handle his ministry. And I'm not letting no wolves or snakes come in on it. I told him Sunday. I said, if a preacher come here, haven't been coming here, just tell him, sit down. Don't bring him to the pulpit because he ain't been coming here. And I think if things get rough, call me. If I be in the middle of a service, I'll put him on my board and I'll come down and we'll get it straight. But them, they know me, because when the church is like that, it's all like the church don't have a covering. But that church got a covering because I'm covering it. And the Lord helped me. Yeah, and the Lord helped me in some years past. Jeremiah didn't look, his son, didn't look like he wanted to be in the ministry. And so I handcuffed him and collared him years ago. I said, son, you got to back your daddy up. You call. Let's get the rolling. And just like that, he turned about faith, started following his daddy, started traveling with his daddy, taking care of his daddy. Daddy started letting him preach when he wasn't there. We going off on the RV somewhere to rest. Put Jeremiah in Montreal in the pulpit. Jeremiah had been preaching. So he's ready. I'm not going to wait long to go ahead and put him in the seat, but I'll stay right there with him and hold his hand until the fruit. So know that. Know this. In closing, know this. I say it the best way I can, but know that the devil can't kill you and God will not kill you. Listen to your body. Listen to the spirit. Listen to the voice of God. And you'll be okay. You'll fulfill the legacy that Jeff left here. I know he wanted me to tell you, you can fulfill the number of your days if you do it the right way. Amen. Don't be in fear. Fear, uncertainty will kill you. I want to look at a verse. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. Miss him? Sorrow? Yes. But you got to go forward. Encourage yourself. Inquire of the Lord what your next step is. Are you hearing me, minister? LTML, you hearing me? I'm lighting your torch tonight, letting you know I'm not belittling that one of my greatest men have went home to be with the Lord. But yet, I know what he would say if he was standing here with me. Go forward, LTMA. Help as many men as you can. So that's what we're going to do. Have I cried? Yes, I cried. Most of the time I cry when I'm in an anointing anyway, when the anointing comes on real strong. But I'm not crying no weeping tears with no hope, because that's an insult to God. That's an insult to the kingdom of heaven. So take this voice. Meditate this voice. If anything come to tell you any different, meditate this voice. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Wow. I will strengthen thee. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I will help thee. Help. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my right. And we know what 2 Timothy 1:7 says. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love. Now look what the last thing is. Sound mind. That's a sound soul. Because the soul voice is a rattling voice. It'll say all kind of things. Not only can God talk to your soul, the devil can talk to your soul. So you got to keep your soul under control. You know, we're teaching about that now. And so we're going to go forward. I don't want the apostolic, we got to pass apostolic tests. I had a son, his church was in prayer. He texted me, he said, now, Daddy, I don't want to be out of order, but I didn't teach tonight, we was in prayer, because they're getting prepared for me to come out. I told who it is, Dr. Fall. And he said, these words came forward. I don't know what to tell you, because they're very reverent to tell me words, you know. I said, "What? That's for you. What you telling me that for?" But he says, apostolic test, apostolic rest, and apostolic best. And that's where the church is headed into. And so no matter what come up, we're going to keep walking. Keep marching. Let me pray now. Father, I just thank you. I got LTMA, all the ministers that I'm over around the world. And then the congregation you placed me over here, and friends who have come, ministers who have come to be with us tonight, and partners all over the world. I grace them with truth, with secrets, with mysteries, to make them walk in the care of your hand, the power of your hand, and that they recognize that Satan is still under our feet and we're still ahead and not the tail. I bless Wilma and Jeremiah and all the rest of the children. World Shakers is our sister church. We bless it, all the members, and we will walk with them through this. And we thank you for LTMA surrounding us, and that we're going on and preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, another thing you must notice, I'm trying to close, but another thing you must notice, when Jesus found out that John the Baptist was beheaded, what did he do? He attacked the kingdom of darkness. He preached like he never preached before. He never mentioned it. He never talked about it anymore. He just went out on his mission to destroy the works of the devil. When Stephen died, they stoned Stephen. The church didn't mention nothing about it again. People had him in their heart, but they recognized that the rest of the body of Christ has to move forward. Okay? Fear will kill you. Fear. Wondering. Don't be wondering. Don't be in fear. Know what voice talking to you. Operate properly, and the Lord will take care of you. Got it? All right, LTMA, I'll see some of y'all to Thursday night, and I'll see you when I get back. May great grace and great power be on you, and may the Holy Ghost be your escort in every episode of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. I hope I have some. to understand what's going on. The devil's a liar. Jesus still the Messiah. Amen. Amen.